Were Not Meant to Be Glorified by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:29-30. It's old news now. You turn on the news or open your social media account to discover yet another child star has gone off the deep end. Once bright, vibrant teen sensations on popular TV shows, now incredibly unhealthy adults with horrible self-esteem and shocking Instagram feeds, leaving behind a wake of bad relationships and rash decisions. When young adults peak in fame and popularity so young, there's nowhere to go but down. It's not just the youth that fall prey to this type of spiral, though. None of us were meant for fame. The human heart wasn't intended to bear that burden. We were created with the deep, innate need to worship, not be worshipped. Everything in our life gets flipped over and upside down when we mix that up. I have so much respect for the wisdom of Bible teachers and pastors who point to Christ and away from themselves, even as their book sales increase or their social media stats grow. They know the danger and pitfalls around them and are cautious to stay humble. It's a tricky balance at times to teach, share, and help others grow, all while not letting a semblance of fame go to your own head. Celebrities rise and fall. Tabloids crank out rumors of divorce, scandals, affairs, and other pieces of news that turn heads and spike sales. However true or false some of those headlines might be, we can tell from even a cursory, surface-level glimpse inside Hollywood that all is not well with their souls. We were not meant for glory. True peace and fulfillment in our lives comes only from giving Christ glory. Where He increases and we decrease is where we find truest rest for our souls. Our success as Christians is not related to how many followers we have, but how well we follow God. Our self-esteem comes not from multiple likes on a social media page, but from our degree of likeness to Christ. We were made in God's image, but we dare not steal His glory. It will crush us. Today, if you're feeling the pressure of needing to collect more numbers, followers, likes, or clicks, take a step back. Whether the pressure is from a boss, a publisher, a leader, or simply the lies rattling inside your head demanding validation, just breathe. Redirect your focus to God. Inhale His glory and exhale your own stuffy, stale, counterfeit version. True peace, success, and fulfillment comes when we lay down the sacrifice of self and worship Him alone.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.